producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by a fairly regular guest on the show, Gary Christensen. You can visit Gary's website at deviantinvestor.com. Gary, you focus a lot on the precious metals, and you came out with an article earlier this week that focused on debt levels and the gold price, and essentially saying how gold was undervalued when you look at the massive amounts of debt in the world right now, and especially in the U.S. Can you give us a little synopsis of what you wrote and where you think this is playing out?
Okay, sure. Let me do a little bit of history. You know, we all know that Nixon canceled out the agreement to exchange dollars for gold in August of 1971. And since that time, the dollar has floated freely, and consequently, debt has gone absolutely sky high. And if you look at it on a linear chart, it just shows like the, you know, climbing a mountain. To me, debt is one of the critical issues to look at, because all of the money that is created in the world here is created as debt. So every little bit of it that we have that is floating around, whether it's in our brokerage account or whether it's in our wallet or whatever, is debt. A $20 bill in your wallet is a note, not an asset, but a note from the Federal Reserve. They owe you $20. So looking at debt is the critical point, because that's where that's where everything starts from. More money in circulation, more debt. More debt, more money in circulation. Congress is not going to stop spending money. And there's always the cries for more spending, more spending. And, of course, spending always outstrips of revenue. And so debt increases for that reason. Plus, we have all the unfunded liabilities that gradually come true, and that forces debt up. So then the question is, how well does debt correlate with the price of everything? Gold, silver, crude oil, real estate, you know, whatever. And I focus, of course, on gold and silver, so I've done a lot of charts comparing gold and national debt. If you look at national debt, put it on a log scale, starting in 1913, starting in 1971, starting in 2000, it's all about the same. You get about the same exponential rate of increase of debt. And then if you put gold over that, you see about the same thing in the big picture. Clearly, gold spiked way too high in the 1980s and way too low at the end of the 1990s. But if you average it out, you can see that gold increases more or less with national debt. And it is obviously more volatile, whereas national debt is like just chugging along at roughly 9% every year. So what I did was I took the price of gold, and I used back to 1971 for my graphs, and divided it, or I should say that started with the price of gold, put it on a graph here, and compared it with national debt. Debt, of course, is in red, and I put gold in black, and you can see that gold spikes too high compared to debt in 1980, spikes too low compared to debt in January of 2001, spiked up a little bit above the line for debt in 2011 when it peaked at, you know, 1900 and some, and now it's way below. So my thesis is, all money is created as debt. The more money you've got, you keep expanding the money supply by 9% or some number like that every year. Gold expands only by a tiny amount. Prices go up. So compare the two, and you can see how much gold is underpriced currently compared to debt. And my assumption is, and history has borne this out as it works in the past, so I assume it's going to work in the future, gold will accelerate higher at some point here and compensate for lost time. Another way to look at that is to look at gold divided by the national debt. Just look at a ratio. And this time I adjusted the national debt by population, so nobody can argue that, oh, well, we got more people, so we should have more debt. This time I took the national debt divided by the population, then put gold over that, and it shows clearly exactly the same stuff. A peak in 2011, a bottom in January of 2001, and we're right back at the very low end of that scale right now, meaning debt is chugging along and gold is way too low. So that's my basic thesis. Gold is way too low. Debt is chugging along. Debt is going to continue, probably even accelerate from here. And inevitably then, gold will rise higher. Not necessarily next week or tomorrow or next month even, but over the course of a reasonable period of time, you can just about bet that gold will be considerably higher.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world to me. Gary, I just want to take a bit of a break here and get you to explain one thing to our listeners, if you would. What is the current gold-silver ratio?
It should be around 76 or so. Let's see. I see gold right now at about 1125. Mm-hmm. And if I divide that by 14.8, mm-hmm. I get 76. So the current ratio is about 76.
Now, Gary, how do you take that looking at historical numbers? Some people argue that that ratio needs to be much smaller.
Well, and I would argue that the ratio will go much smaller. The arguments that say why it should be much smaller, I have somewhat less faith in. You know, one of the arguments is the amount of gold versus silver ratio in the crust of the earth. Well, you know, that might be true over a very long period of time, but I don't think that has a lot of relevance short term. Others would argue how much is mined every year. Others would argue about how much is currently above ground stocks. I don't have a lot of faith in any of those arguments other than in the long term. But in the short term, meaning 40 or 50 years, you look at the ratio and you can see that it's averaged considerably lower than this. In other words, the gold-silver ratio was considerably lower than 76 to 1. And you'd have to pick whatever time period you want, but you could say it's been more like 40 to 1 or more like 50 to 1. Mm-hmm. People claim that historically, meaning over a couple thousand years, the ratio has been more like 15 to 1. My point is that you look at the ratio and you see that whenever the ratio is high, like now, when the gold-to-silver ratio is high, silver is too low and gold are too low. Whenever the ratio is the opposite, such as in early 2011, then both silver is too high and gold are too high, and that's a pretty good assurance that the trend, or I shouldn't say the trend, but the next big move will be in the opposite direction. So I would say right now the ratio is way too high, and likely the ratio will correct. And in the process, it will correct by gold going up somewhat and silver going up a whole lot.
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of sticking with a 16 to 1 ratio as being the logical ratio. What do you think the logical ratio is, Gary?
Well, you know, I'm more in the neighborhood of 20 to 30, but but you know, that's just a gut feeling reaction. I'm not a geologist, and I'm not sure how much the geology actually affects the price, because price is a market driven, at least to some extent, a market driven factor. What's the demand? Is the demand for silver going to be substantially higher? I think the demand for silver is going to be substantially higher in the future, and that will push that ratio lower. But you know, maybe people will go crazy and say, "I only want gold because that's the only safe thing." All I know is that the ratio is way too high now, and it will contract and get much lower.
Gary, I would agree with that. That being said, it might take some time for this ratio to almost normalize in a way, and it is kind of a tough topic to talk about because, as you said, you really can't predict what investors or just even people out there who like to hoard the metal will think that the ratio should be at. Can you tell us a little bit about your site, DeviantInvestor.com?
Well, I just focus on gold and silver and the economy and central banking. I don't particularly ascribe to the standard Wall Street view or the standard everything is good and buy more stocks right now. And gold is a barbarous relic and silver is one of those things you use in solar panels and otherwise it's useless. Those are kind of the establishment attitudes and I don't really buy any of those. I think that you need gold and you need silver, not exclusively perhaps, but as a substantial portion of your investment portfolio now, because we're at a risky position in the stock market, we're at a risky position in the bond market. I don't have any comment on real estate, but it seems to me that if you have a choice between stocks, bonds, or gold or silver, you're clearly going to take gold and silver, and my preference would be silver.
Yeah, you know what? I'm right there in that same camp with you. I agree 100%. I like the leverage factor involved with silver, to say the least. Gary, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm chatting with Chris Temple right now. You know, Chris has an interesting subject that he's going to bring up just before he and I do an interview with the folks from Houston Lake Mining. This particular segment is going to deal with a subject that perhaps a lot of you don't know very much about, but you certainly should, and it's called social credit. You're on, Chris.
Well, one of the things that you and I have talked about, and I've talked with some other friends about this too, because after all, this last week, We had Pope Francis in America. It's the first time a pope has ever addressed a joint session of Congress. We can go into a lot of the different subjects of what he talked about. Tragically, among other things, it seemed as though the Democratic National Committee had written his very politically correct speech, and there was a lot of things that should have said been said by him, I think, that were not. But, you know, we have him, since he's been pope, talking very eloquently in some cases about symptoms that are evident in the world economically, of a lot of people being left behind while the rich get richer, of some of the excesses of capitalism, as he and others would characterize it. We have a couple presidential candidates who have been pretty high profile in talking about how the 1%, you know, is doing great, but very few other people are. And that's Bernie Sanders. We have on the Republican side those like Rand Paul, who, not even to the extent of his father, might tinker around the edges of the Federal Reserve and our central bank. But in every single one of these cases, Al, nobody addresses the root cause of the problem.
And that is?
That is the very system of money that we have at the core of everything. We have a privately controlled central bank that engages in fractional reserve banking. And, you know, an author once said that when you get right down to it, there are only two approaches that a society can take toward money. Number one is money is made for man. It's a means of exchange that is flexible and good enough so that people can have their needs met, be able to transact business, etc. And in the end, the objective is for the betterment of people and society. The second way is man serves money. And whatever the parameters are that are set by the people controlling that money, we all have to conform our activity to it. A lot of people, for example, have talked about the Great Depression. There wasn't a shortage of people wanting to work when unemployment went to 25% of the working age population. There wasn't a shortage of jobs that needed to be done, roads that needed to be maintained, buildings that needed to be built, etc. There was a shortage of money. What do we have today? We have Pope Francis, we have Bernie Sanders, we have Rand Paul, we have lots of others talking about the fact that we still have 10% or so of the adult population underemployed, if not completely unemployed. We have people going hungry. We have 40-some million people on food assistance. We have roads and bridges crumbling, especially in the industrial heartland in the Northeast. And why are these needs, all of them, not being met? Is it a failure of people not wanting to work? Is it that there's not enough cement and materials and whatever else needs to be used, metal, to do all of this work? Or is there some fundamental shortage of money to go properly into the different transmission channels it needs to go into? I would encourage, I mean, this is a very, very long and historical discussion. I would encourage our listeners to Google social credit and see what you come up with. You know, we've talked in the past on this show about community currencies and barter and stuff like that. There is no reason, no good reason, why on a national scale you cannot have something similar to this. Who says, where is it written in the Constitution or what act of God said that the only way in which money or a means of exchange comes into society in order for us all to be able to meet one another's needs and benefit society as a whole, where is it said that that must come from a private entity or a private central bank? There are those who believe to this day that the last president who attempted something like this of printing social credit outside the auspices of the Federal Reserve was killed for his troubles. We all know who that was. This is something that at some point, and you can find this if you look, you can find discussions of this, but I would hope as a Catholic, and I would hope as a concerned member of society, that the Pope at some point would stop merely talking about symptoms to pander to a lot of the left and the progressives in this country and in the world, and go back to what the Catholic Church taught for 19 of the 20 years, 20 centuries rather, roughly speaking, of its existence. The central banking and usury is a sin. Unfortunately, they don't do that anymore because sometime back, the Vatican decided it wanted to play in that game too.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Chris, what's your solution?
The solution is that you have to have the kind of leadership in this country that is brave enough to say, the Congress made a mistake. The federal government made a mistake in turning over to a private entity, meaning the Federal Reserve, the public credit of the U.S. Now, Ron Paul, Rand's father, to his credit, has gone a little bit in the direction of, I think, where we need to go, because he has finally got off the gold standard kick, which is completely unworkable today. Sorry, folks. And has talked instead of, let's have a truly free enterprise. If we believe in our own rhetoric, let us allow the marketplace to come to the rescue of this broken and rigged system and allow people to meet one another's needs. That's why you have Bitcoin. That's why you have big retailers now starting to come out with their own script, their own buying programs. The private sector can do this, but I think the public sector can as well. When you look, folks, and you Google the subject of social credit, you will see that entire societies in times past have done this. You will see that during times of economic stress, these things come out. Do some homework and see how many community currencies and types of systems that you have like this today in Greece, a country whose economy has been destroyed by becoming part of the euro. You know, again, there is no act of God, there's no verse of scripture, there's no line in the Constitution that says that this can't be done. Quite the contrary, as some would argue, the Congress, the federal government has always had this power federally if it chose to use it. And I think it's high time it did, and take the money power back away from the Federal Reserve that it gave this power to a little over a century ago. And let's have a money system that is interest-free and that benefits the population.
Well, I have to agree with you, Chris. That makes all the sense in the world to me. I'm looking forward to our next segment, by the way. We're going to be talking with the president of Houston Lake Mining. This company is, and this is not investment advice, and I'm not invested in it, and they're not sponsors of ours, but let me tell you, this is definitely a company that is bucking the trend in the resource sector. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting with a mining executive right now who was brought to our attention by Chris Temple. Chris is a pretty good stock picker, so I've got to tell you, I take into consideration anything that he has to say about some of these companies. Chris and I are chatting right now with Trevor Walker from Houston Lake Mining. Houston Lake, with my introduction to it, I have to say it has some very, very interesting characteristics. The stock has doubled or tripled in price in the relatively recent past, and that is very, very, I guess, how would I put it, going against the trend in the mining sector. Chris, you're on, bud.
Well, Trevor, I'm glad you can join Al and I today. I think this is a great story that people need to know about, especially since, as Al pointed out, you can't find more than a handful of stock charts of junior exploration plays and any kind of resources that haven't been almost straight down for the last 2 or 3 years. And so looking at a chart of Houston Lake is a refreshing change to that. And the reason is very simple, and it's the reason why it's been a recommendation for my subscribers for over a year now. And that's because you guys up in Northern Ontario are sitting on what is appearing to be the only significant deposit of technical grade, I should say, lithium, not controlled by China. Tell us a little bit about that and how the company came into possession of this asset.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. The showing surface was discovered by the Ontario government in the late 90s. Shortly thereafter, it came into the possession of Houston Lake. It really sat dormant until media started to talk about Chinese control of rare earths and then the reemerging interests of electric and hybrid vehicles, so i.e. Lithium as the element of choice for the electrification of transportation. So around 5 years ago, we really got to work on the showing, and it has led now to really a sizable and really high-grade lithium deposit that's really low in deleterious material, so it's quite clean.
Now, one of the things that I found rather interesting is I got to learn more about this particular deposit and the type of lithium that you have, is that most of us, when we hear the word lithium, we think of Tesla. We think of electric cars and the future of that. Of course, that's not looking as promising right at the moment, with oil instead of being $100 or $110 a barrel, now it's in the 40s and seemingly not looking like it wants to recover anytime soon. But all of us in our pockets have lithium. It's not just automotive batteries. You know, your smartphone has got lithium on the screen. It's part of the component of the screen. It's the component of the battery. There's other emerging technologies, too, as far as energy storage that use lithium. But tell us a little bit about the highly technical and ceramic grade that you have and why it's so important to make the distinction over the type of lithium that you've been drilling at your PAC project in Northern Ontario.
Yeah, absolutely. Good question. You're 100% correct. There's two really applications. You'd have a chemical variety and a technical variety for lithium. In fact, the largest market segment of the lithium market would be technical applications, so glass and ceramics. Basically, the requirement for lithium for that segment is the lithium basically makes the products resistant to thermal shock, so it's got a really high coefficient of thermal expansion. Now, in order to make technical-grade products, you need a very clean deposit. So that's really what we have. So when I say clean, one of the largest problems or impurities for mineral deposits would be iron. So we're working on a really low iron, inherent iron, deposits up at Akiagama in northwestern Ontario.
You know, one of the things that impresses me a lot about your company, and I'm not just saying this, you know, but I really believe in it, and that is your management team is rather incredible. You got some fairly senior, very sophisticated guys who you're working with. Tell us about them, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we made the choice to start working on the PAC lithium project, you know, the first thing we needed to do was bring in some seasoned experience. To be honest with you, in the lithium business, there's really not a lot of experts in the world. So we've got the luxury, really, there's only one mine that has been in lithium production in North America over the last 30, 40 years, and that's the Tanco mine in neighboring Manitoba. It's towards the end of its life that ceased lithium production in 2009, but we managed to develop a strong relationship and who is now turned into our qualified person, our QP, who signs off on our work and obviously helps guide the company. His name's Peter Vanstone. So he was really with the Tanco deposit for about 30 years, finished there as a chief geologist. As well, myself, I would come from a production background, from basically contract mining for, you know, from small to rather large multinational companies. Primarily open pit experience on my end, and our VP of exploration, Gareth Drever, comes from the rare metal space, but predominantly a uranium background. Spent most of his career working with Cameco, about 30 years with Cameco. Our CEO, Henry Klauper, has worked primarily private or banking backgrounds. Citibank, JP Morgan, essentially. I think we bring a lot of different skills and experiences to the table to help move the project ahead, for sure.
Where does the company stand right now, Trevor, in terms of on the road to becoming a serious producer?
Great question, Al. You know, basically, you've got two events happening. We continue to grow the resource through diamond drilling and resource expansion. Today we've got around, our last resource estimate was around 10 million bulk tons in the deposit. carrying about 1.85% lithium equivalent grade. That deposit remains to be open in all directions. From a production standpoint, last winter, we removed approximately a 300-ton bulk sample, which is almost done its preparation and ready for testing. And what that sample was from is we've got a high-grade zone in the deposit. It's just shy of around 4% lithium oxide, which really that zone would be the highest-grade zone that exists on the planet containing lithium. So that we feel would be amenable for direct shipping ore, a great way to get the asset production started. But of course, you know, we need to test that, and we're in the testing stage for that right now. we look at upgrading our resource here in the near future. After that's done, basically, we'll evaluate but work towards a pre-feasibility study for the project, both to include direct shipping ore and also a concentrator on site as well to deal with the lower grade lithium that we also have in the deposit.
Well, in wrapping up, Trevor, it's really astonishing. I said in the report that I just wrote on the company, as you know, that I can count on the fingers of one hand the number of companies I have seen in over 30 years that can take a small amount of money as you have and as expeditiously move the project toward where it's very near ready for development right now. It speaks well of your stewardship, not to mention the fact that you and your family own nearly a quarter of the outstanding shares yourself, so you put your money where your mouth is. So, Trevor, thanks for joining Al and I today. We'll be wanting to get back to you again down the road, particularly as the bulk sample and other exploration results come out. Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition. I've got two of the heavy, heavy hitters with me right now. Jeff Deist, who is the president of the Mises Institute and aspiring senior tour golf player. And, of course, Jay Taylor. Jay is joining us more and more on the show, and I got to tell you, he is very definitely a welcome addition. Good friend, welcome addition. Having said that, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on politically right now, even though we are literally a year away from, you know, the elections. It's still, I think, there's some interesting theater going on right now. I don't want to talk necessarily about the Republican debates because I think it's obvious that that has evolved into simply theater and nothing else. But I want to talk a little bit, if you guys don't mind, about one specific announced candidate, and that's Hillary Clinton. I personally think she's going to self-destruct. Now, Jeff, in one of your Mises Daily editorials that you put out earlier this week, you dealt with Hillary Clinton, and the editorial, if I'm not mistaken, was entitled "The Economics of Hillary Clinton." Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the interesting thing about Hillary is that her economics are strictly the economics of the moment, of political expediency. She really has three different economics. One is the economics of her personal life with Bill, which are very much cronyist. The Clinton Foundation has raked in millions of dollars from organizations like Goldman Sachs and UBS Bank in Switzerland. So in their personal lives, they're happy to be the grifters that they are and enrich themselves through the side effects of capitalism. Now, in her public persona, of course, she is very populist. She talks about minimum wage. She talks about economic opportunities for women, about, you know, CEOs make too much, increasing taxes on the 1%. And then there, you know, so there is her personal life and her public pronouncements. But I would say the third element to Hillary's economics are her true beliefs, which, if you go back to her work in college with Saul Alinsky, are absolutely Marxist, anti-capitalist, anti-entrepreneurship. And she is very much someone who believes the same things that Obama and Elizabeth Warren believe and that Bernie Sanders believes. But she's just not so open about it in the public because she's always been cautious and she's always been, of course, very concerned about winning elections, whether Bill's or her own. So, you know, this is a person who is very, very left-wing in her heart, but willing to say or do anything to win election and to personally enrich herself. So it's going to be interesting over the next year. I certainly hope that Biden comes on just for our own amusement to give us something to watch. And it would be nice to see someone as loathsome and immoral, maybe that's not the word, as amoral as Hillary Clinton, suffer a personal defeat. I mean, we could all take pleasure in that regardless of the political outcome.
Jeff, or not Jeff, Jay, sorry, two Jays here. Jay, what's your opinion on this whole thing?
Well, you know, I'd like to see it the way Jeff described it. I'd like to see Hillary get her comeuppance. But I sort of I sort of believe that it's going to boil down to a Bush-Hillary battle, because I think that the military-industrial complex is really calling the shots to a much greater extent. The rest of this is public theater. It keeps us occupied. It keeps us thinking about the battles, and it's entertaining. It's a little more bread and circus with Donald Trump and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. But I have to think there's got to be a fairly sizable component of our more militant folks that are not very happy about some of the things that Mr. Obama's done. And I don't know if Jeff would have an opinion on this or not, but I see Hillary as a bit more of a warmonger than Biden or the president. And certainly all you're getting from the Republican candidates, of course, is upping the ante of a stronger, more militant United States. So in terms of what will sell, I think that, you know, and I think that the strings that will be pulled behind the scenes will probably favor Hillary. So I think that she'll be the one that ends up being the Democratic candidate, and I think that Bush will be the Republican candidate before it's all said and done.
You know, gentlemen, I got to tell you, watching the last Republican debate, which was, you know, it was almost like a Three Stooges comedy. I thought it was very, very interesting and very funny. But yeah, the amount of rah, rah, rah militarism was absolutely, to me, was absolutely amazing. And the one thing I got to say, though, is I've got to disagree with you on one thing. I think Hillary Clinton is going to self-destruct. I really do. And I think that, you know, given the relationship, you know, Jeff, that you've educated us about a little bit between the Clintons and the Obamas, you know, I think you're going to have a situation. My guess is you're going to have the President of the United States endorsing the Vice President of the United States. I don't think he's going to endorse Clinton. And I noticed this past week that two of the major unions in the country have dropped their endorsement of Mrs. Clinton. Any comments, Jeff?
Well, one thing about unions is they like to go with a winner.
That's
because
right.
they like to be paid off by that winner after helping them get elected. Yeah, there's a long way to go. Hillary could self-destruct. I don't discount that. But I would say that there is an awful lot of people invested in the identity politics of Hillary's ersatz pseudo-feminism. So the idea that a white male like Biden would come along after our first black president, I think it's going to really bother a lot of statist feminists, and it's going to cause a great deal of consternation on the left, because a lot of women really think that it's their time, and there's a deep-seated psychology behind it. Now, that being said, could the Obamas throw their support to Biden and make him the nominee? I think they could, because the Obamas loathe the Clintons. They've always hated them, and the Obamas want to be the emeritus face of the Democratic Party for the remainder of their lives. They're both very young. They're in their 50s. Michelle will undoubtedly run for office, probably Senate, to begin. They're going to be around for a long, long time. Most presidents retire at a much later age. They don't want to play second fiddle to the Clintons. They don't want to hand the party back over to the Clintons and bring Bill back into the fold and into the limelight. So it would be a great thing, I think, if the Obamas came out and really supported Biden, because we want to see the political class divided and conquered. We want to see them weakening each other, softening each other up. We always want to root against solidarity when it comes to our political masters. So I would love to see that, but you know what? If I had to bet today, I'd bet on Hillary.
Well, I just one comment, and then if you guys could just give me a couple of brief comments on what I'm about to say. I think that, quite frankly, the president is kind of going out right now with a flourish, for lack of better terms. And I think the event, quite frankly, that caused that is the agreement with Iran. I mean, he basically has shown Israel that he's not going to kowtow to them. Whether that's right or wrong, that's a stance that he has taken. And I think that an awful lot of people are going to respect him for that. And that respect, I think, is going to possibly carry over into whatever he does in terms of the endorsing the next candidate. Any comments on that? Why don't you start out, Jay, and then Jeff, you come on.
Yeah, I sort of think that, you know, I certainly will respect Obama for what he for what he did. I mean, a little diplomacy instead of bombs. I kind of like that idea, but there's an awful lot of people who don't, including most of the Israeli backers, I would say, mm-hmm. and the military-industrial complex. So I think that's really, again, I think that's where the power is. It's the money, and the bankers and the military-industrial complex that wants war upon war. So Hillary might be the better candidate. I don't know. Those are just my thoughts.
Okay, Jeff, you want to wrap it up for us? We've got 1 minute.
Well, there's no question that Obama is perceived as more dovish than Hillary. I believe that Biden is not perceived as dovish as Obama. The left in this country wants a pro-Israel president, and they don't want a Republican in order to have to get a pro-Israel president. So to me, that says Hillary is the ultimate neoconservative choice.
Okay, here we go. Here's my opinion. We have a tendency to see each other about once a year. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, if you don't mind. Dinner on me for both Jeff, you and Paula, and Jay, you and Teresa, next time we get together, if Hillary is a nomination. I don't think it's really going to happen personally, but, you know, it is what it is. I guess the one comment that I'd like to close with here is it's rather amazing to me how much theater has gone into this presidential election, which we're a year away from. You know, guys, we all know an awful lot of people who live up in Canada, and they are just finding this to be absolutely the funniest thing they've ever seen in their lives. When you have a political process like we have right now, going on and on and on and on, going on where it's simply doing nothing but selling ad space for the networks. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.